Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So if my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Today's broadcast, of course, it's on Friday Night Joy. Amen. I'm so glad to be here with you just and everything. And we're going to get started in a few minutes. Amen. Reverend Robin, I don't think that she's joining tonight. Amen. I'm not sure, but our topic today is the year of the Yet Praise, talk about 2021 with all that is going on and all the circumstances. And we just need to be in a place and in a posture where we're giving God a Yet Praise, no matter what the enemy is doing, no matter what's going on in our life. We just can giving him a continuous praise and honoring him and glorifying him and magnifying in him. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. This might be something we do for a couple of series. I'm not sure yet. Depends on how much we get through tonight. Amen. But before we do that, I do want to remind our listeners that His Abounding Grace from Minister Vanessa Williams is Tuesday at 7 p.m. Amen. Declaring the finished work with Reverend Pat Randall this every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray and friends is every Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Reverend Ray is the first and the third Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. And of course, this being the fifth Sunday in January, we will be broadcasting live this Sunday coming up, okay? Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Now, monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. So, Apostle got a broadcast coming up this Monday at 7 p.m., okay? The Building of Beauty from Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwen is a broadcast that takes place every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One, with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson, is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, and Real Talk with Ray Rose, Austin Green, Cleo Fitz Malone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon is every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call number. The dial-in number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. Please visit our website at WhenChristianSpeak.com. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so by going to WhenChristianSpeak@gmail.com. We have a couple of Facebook pages for you to check out also, When Christians Speak. And we also have a page that's mainly geared towards the ministry of Christians against suicide and depression. Amen. So with that all being said, let's go ahead at this time, and we're going to open up in prayer. Welcome to Friday Night Joy, everyone. Father God, we come today first by might, not by power, but by your spirit. We come this night celebrating you, worshiping you, and giving all things over to you to say, that I ask of you, you will come and have your way during this broadcast. You know everything there is to know about us, God. You're the one that has brought us a mighty long way. When we look back over the life, for every testimony, for every heal, for every tear that it was shed, God, for every mountaintop, God, for every valley that was low, it was nobody but you that brought us over. And we are grateful today for you did it that for us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for your dying on the cross. We thank you for the resurrection. And we know that the one day that you're coming back for us, God. So today, God, we pray that you, Lord Jesus, will bless the atmosphere, God, that you allow only the words that you have ordained and for such a time as this, God, to speak into the life of those believers and those as non-believers, no matter what country they're in, no matter where they come from, God, no matter their status quo, no matter whether they're rich or they're poor, God. We're praying for a great awakening to the place to take place, not only in this country of America, God, but all across the world, God. Your people are beginning to cry out unto you, God, for the destruction that had and the plague that has gone out throughout the land. So we pray, God, that this time that we will use this, Lord Jesus, to repent of anything and everything that we have done that has not been pleasing to you. We pray today, God, that we will come before you, God, and take hold of the horn of the salvation and won't let go until you bless us, until you heal us. We come today, God, that you would do this for your glory, Lord Jesus. We need you this day and time. We can't do this journey alone. Every single time that we try, we usually fail. So we cry, Abba, Father, unto you this day. Come and have your way, God. Break up every fallow ground. Cast out every demonic forces. Heal those that are sick and shut in, God. Take control over situations that are uncontrollable, God. We give it all over to you and pray, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come with all your might and your glory, and you set the atmosphere for us that is needed, that a shift, a paradigm shift, may take place in the people of God. We will continue to give you all the glory. We will continue to give you all the praise. Amen. Amen. So I promise I won't be before you long. I don't really know what direction that we're going. I did write down some notes and everything, but I want to talk about the year, the 2021, the year of the Yet Praise. And I felt that need because I was watching the news probably over the last week and even thinking about some of the things that have taken place since the beginning of the year. And I feel like that we're in a season that we need to give God what I call a Yet Praise. Amen. And when we're going to jump right into that and get into the meat of the Yet Praise. A Yet Praise is one of those things that you do when no matter when all the obstacles and everything has turned you upside down and downside up, and if you still look towards the heavens and you still say, God, I'm still going to give you a Yet Praise. A Yet Praise is when you're going through some difficulties at your job or and everything, and they're ready to fire you or they're lying on you and they're setting you up to fail, and all these things are going on in your life, but you look to the hills of what's coming to your help, and you still get able and strong enough to give God a Yet Praise. And in some situations, a Yet Praise is when you did all that you can do, and you're at the very end of the rope, and the tears are beginning to flow down from your eyes, and they begin to just be great drops of tears that's falling because you feel like it's in a place of hopelessness. But at that time, that's when the best time to give God, but a Yet Praise. yet praise comes up to mean to me that when I think about all the stuff that I've been, that you and I have to face, I can even compare it to, but God, that's a yet praise. You know, a yet praise means that when the enemy comes against me like a flood and the Lord raised up a standard against him, that's a yet praise, because that's when God comes in as the rescue. The yet praise to you and me may mean that I've just lost my job, I'm about to lose, I'm about to lose my home, you know, and everything that I ever had is gone. I don't have anything to feed my children. So everything is turned upside down, like I said before, and things are just crazy. But we have to get to a point, you know, that we begin to give God a yet praise, because we look at it and say, you know what, but God in all his glory will bring me through this also. A yet praise demands or conjures up or demands strong faith. A yet praise said that though he slay me, yet will I trust him. A yet praise does all of those different things. A yet praise begin to stir up something that's deep down inside of me. And I'm talking to the believers. That's what it does. It stirs up something deep down in the sound. You say, I don't know what direction I'm going to go, but I know that my steps are ordered by the Lord. A yet praise begin to do those kind of things. And that's when we begin to think, oh my God, when I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done for me, when I look back truly over my life and the things that he has pressed me through, I can't help but to give God a yet praise. I can't help but to think about the words, but God. I can't help but give him a yet praise when I think about how many times that the enemy actually, this type of yet praise is a personal thing. You can only speak on your yet praise. You know, we can witness other people's yet praise, but we don't know what they're experiencing because we're not in their shoes. We might be able to testify of somebody else's yet praise or somebody else's, but God, but in truth of the matter, we can only really relate to what's going on with ourselves. We can have joy for somebody else's yet praise. You know, because we want to make, you know, we want to have joy when we see my brothers and my sisters being healed and being delivered and being walking out the hospital after the doctors have given them up for dead. But we look at God and say, but God, in the midst of their yet praise. You see what I'm saying? In the midst of the yes. So we can do all of those things. But when I begin to testify of my own mind, of my own self, and I begin to reflect and to think about all the different trials and tribulation, I begin to think even the self-inflicted wounds that I might have done to myself to cause me to go in a different place. I got to have no choice but to look at God and say, but God, I thank you, and I will give you a yet praise. I would give you a praise because it was nobody but you that brought me through. I can't give credit to my own self because I knew that I don't have the strength to do it. I can't give credit to the government. I can't give credit to nobody else, you know, because no one deserved the credit or the praise or the honor but God. So I give him a yet praise. Father, I thank you that you have brought me this far by faith, leaning on you, a yet praise. So I wanted to talk about this yet praise. I know y'all thought that maybe I had gotten started, but truth of the matter, I got a little happy. I'm just thinking about the different things that I've had to face in my life when I was alone and feeling depressed and wanted to just take myself out. There was a yet praise that stirred some things up and said that you should live and not die. I'm talking to somebody that may be going through some challenges of life and may be ready to throw in their time. I'm telling you, go get that yet praise. Go get that place where you say, but God, and grab hold on to that. And then continue to march forth and see what God would do. See what he would do. He would do. He is not finished with you yet. I'm going to start from Psalms 42 And again, I'm not sure, though, I have enough time to do all of that. I have like four or five different scriptures that talk about the yet praise. And then I have some more scriptures that talk about some other dealing with praise. But let's start off with Psalms 42:1. And we're going to take our time with this. You know, we don't want to leave anybody behind. We want all of us to get to that place of the yet praise, you know. So no matter where you may be at, no matter what you struggle, I want you to turn with me to Psalms 42:1. And this is what I said. This is one of my favorite verses in the scriptures. I really like this particular verse. And it says, as the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Let's just start from there. And I mean, I talked about this a couple of weeks. It says, as the heart, in other words, as the deer panted after the water brooks, my soul panted after thee, O Lord. And when I think about the deer, I think about myself. I can only relate to myself. That desire, that willingness, you know, to seek after the things of God. It's like you being thirsty for water. You're thirsty. There should be a thirst in us for the things of Christ and for the things of God. There should be a thirst in us, a desire that we can't really put into words. It's unexplainable to the point that we just focus and want to get to the source of our strength and get to the source of who we are. That's what it's like. That's what it's like to get to the source of who we are. Amen. I want to, I'm trying to multitasking right now, so I'm hoping I can be able to do this. Amen. But get to the source of who we are. A yet praise. Let me read on. So the first verse again says, as the heart panted after the water brooks, my soul panted. So my soul panted after thee, O God. And hear this in the next voice. I got to ahead of myself when I said that. It said that my soul thirsted for God. You know, and just in case you didn't know what God he was talking about, even if it's a capital G, he said, for the living God, when shall I come and appear before God? He said, my soul thirsts for the living God. You know, this, we serve a God that is alive and well. We serve someone that is both the Alpha and Omega. We serve someone that is the beginning and the end. We serve a God that has been so, that's lived since infinity. There's seen many things that created all things. That's the kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of God that we serve. We want to be in a place to give God a yet praise. Amen. That's what we're doing. We're giving God a yet praise. Let me continue to read on. It says, verse 3 says, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continue saying to me, where is their God? You ever got in a place where you were so far gone and you were so much in deep tears and everything that even your tears begin to speak to you and say, where is your God? You know, where is your God? Verse 4 said, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. In other words, I'm crying. Remember I talked about those big old, back in when we was younger, we used to call them alligator tears. And we got big drops of tears that just flowing out of our eyes. He said, I pour out my soul in me, for I have gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, and with the multitude there kept holy day. You know, it says, verse 5, it says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And David began to ask himself the question. There he's coming to his senses, I believe, here in this part of the scripture. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquiet in me? In other words, so why are you carrying on like the way that you carried on like that? Why are you on all fours and can't get up, falling and can't get up and stuff like that? Why are you wallowing in the season that you're in? And there, you know, in other words, he's beginning to talk with himself. And sometimes we need to be in a place where we talk to ourselves. And he says, oh my soul, why are there disquiet in me? He said, hope thou in God. Uh-oh. He's beginning to get it now. And he's beginning to talk to his soul. He's beginning to talk to the flesh, because there's a warfare that's going on between the spirit and the flesh. And so the spirit man is beginning to really speak up now. He said, "Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." He said, "I'm going to yet praise him, y'all." Do you get that? What he's saying is something that when you are in your despair and stuff like that, you begin to speak to your spirit and tell your spirit, "Be quiet. I'm going to yet hope in God, and I'm going to give him a yet praise in him for his countenance." You know, I'm not doing it for my countenance, because my countenance on its own can't find its direction. It's my countenance in its own, because it's the flesh, is basically almost giving up. But if I can take hold, if I can grab hold and look hold of the countenance of God, there is hope. And in the promises of God, there is hope. There is salvation. There is salvation. A yet praise. You know, a yet praise. That's where we want to go. Amen. Let me just go back real quick and see what's going on. All right. Amen. Then it goes on to say, so verse 6 says, Oh my God, my soul is cast down with it. He's beginning to just talk and have a conversation with God. He said, "Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of the Jordan and of the Hemonites, from the hill of Mizar." 7 says, "Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water sprouts. On thy waves and billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord would command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me." Look, y'all, look. Whoa. He said, look, this is for us. This is what we're going to need in 2021. We're going to need to be able to get in this kind of place that it says that yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. And I was saying to the God, my rock, come on somebody, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Did you realize we got all kinds of enemies all around us? It's not just about the virus and everything, but we got constant enemies, people that hate us, you know, because we cry on the name of Jesus. You know, as they crucified Jesus, they persecuted him. What makes you think they're not going to do the same thing to you? They're going to do the same thing to you. It says, I was saying to him, God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Verse 10 says, as with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? See, earlier, it was the tears that was coming from my eyes were saying, where's your God? You know, now it's my enemy that's saying this on a daily basis, saying it to me on a daily basis, in my face, where's your God now? And you know they got to be saying it with attitude. Where's your God? Where's your God? How come, why are you going through this? Where's he at? You know? The enemy is taking salt and they rubbing it in your discomfort. They rubbing it in your wound. They want to cause you even more pain. I already told you that his job is to take you out. So why you think that you're not going to go through the process of him trying to take you out? He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. It says, verse 11 says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. And here's this again, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. Now, the one thing that I liked about Psalms 42 is that scripture in verses 5 and verse 11 was mentioned twice. So that's like saying something with an exclamation on it, you know, to remind us. It's like, why art thou cast down? He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? You know, he said, why art thou disquieted in me? You know, he said, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. That's in verse 5. Now, verse 11 says the almost exact same thing, but it adds a little bit. There's a check it out. It says, verse 11 says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God." So verse 5 says, "I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Verse 11 says, "I will yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God." And my God. So just in case you missed it, who we're talking to, we're talking about my God. See, the thing that I like about that, we can decide for ourselves that God is my God. That's a intimacy or a personal relationship that we have with him. To give God a yet praise, to let out, to remind us that God has not forsaken us or left us, to remind us that he's with us even in the midst of the storm. Okay, a prime example is that when Jesus was speaking one day, he said, "Let us go to the other side." And the Bible says that he got into the boat and everything, and he went to sleep, and a storm arose. And you can just go with me for a second. You can see the waves and the wind raging like crazy and everything. And his disciples, you know, began to be afraid, no doubt, because they were perish and everything like that. And what they did, the scripture said, that is they woke Jesus up and said, "Master, carry us lest we perish." And I'm paraphrasing and everything. And he woke up and said, "Peace, be still," you know, and everything, and everything like that. And I'm saying, but see, but God, or a yet praise, you know, and the thing that we can take away from the evening, the midst of that particular storm or that situation where the boat was almost about to sink. It wasn't going to sink because Jesus was in the boat, and he said, "We're going to the other side." So sometimes we got to stay focus and stay connected to the promise and continue to say, "God, I know that we're going to the other side. So in the midst of all that is going on, I'm going to give you a yet praise." Because y'all already know who I belong to. And I've had some people say that what should have taken place, and we can always look at the history of a thing and decide that what should have taken place or what they should have did, but we don't know what we would have did in that same situation. See what I'm saying? So we might have did the exact same thing, freaked out. In other words, they basically was beginning to freak out. But this is what took place, you know. Well, this is what some of the people said. They said what should have taken place, they should have just got into the boat with Jesus and went to sleep too. And let the waves do what the waves do. Let the wind do what the winds do. Let the current do what the current do. Let the lightning and the thundering do what it does. But for me, I just want to get and lay beside Jesus in the bosom of Jesus, because I know that I'm going to make it to the other side. And if I get to that place of comfortable, and that where the yet praise come into play, I'm going to yet praise it because I know that I'm going to the other side. I'm going to yet praise because I know that there is nothing too hard for my Lord to do. I'm going to yet praise him because I trust God. I'm going to yet praise him because I trust him and I believe him in everything. I'm not worried about all this stuff that's going on around me. There's many distractions, y'all. And we're going to get into another scripture because we still got a little time, but there's many distractions that's all around us, day in and day out. I'm telling you, last night, man, I had some really awful, crazy, stupid dreams that didn't make any sense whatsoever. And I'm telling you, even in our dreams and when we're sleeping, the enemy is at work because he never sleeps and everything. So we got to be on our task, you know, and everything. We got to be on task. God has caused us to be on task right now and be mindful of the season that we're living in, that everything that's coming against us is meant to destroy us. Those things that are evil, those things that don't have a good report, those things that are not true, that are not honest, you know, that those things that don't have any virtue, those are the things that are coming against us right now, you know. And we have to be in a place where we begin to honestly trust and believe God. Yeah, and look, I'm not just talking. I said we because I'm talking to myself too. Because there's times I'm like, I mean, I hear my one part of my voice says, "Where's your God, boy?" And I have to remind myself. Yeah, I talk to myself. I have to remind myself and everything. Look, my God is still large and in control. You know, my God is still here. He promised never to leave me nor forsake me. You know, my God, you know, stirs up my yet praise. You know, you have to stir yourself up to get to that praise or get to that place where you say, God, I yet praise you. you know what I'm talking about. When sometimes you're in the house by yourself and you begin to do some warfare prayer, and after you just walking up and around the house with your hands up, God, I thank you. You know, you this time you're snotting and crying and everything, but it's not snotting and crying because the trials and the tribulation, but it's snotting and crying because of the joy of the Lord. You're snotting and crying because you know that there's a yet praise in your belly and you gotta get it out. You're doing that because you know that God has brought you a mighty long way, and you're doing that because you know that he has never left. He has not left you yet. You're doing it because you know that he's not finished with you yet, that he's in the process of grooming and molding you and causing you, he's taking away. I always like this part that he's beginning to take away things that are dead, that's in your life, that need you in the good. So he got to cut away some things. He got to continue to prune it, right? He got to dig all around. He got to do certain things like that and stuff. And when the digging part doesn't necessarily feel good, the cutting part doesn't necessarily feel good, but in the process of all those things going on, you're still giving him a yet praise. You still realize it, but it's nobody but you, God. There's a song that they used to sing back in the day. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. So I know I asked you for the rest of the words because I don't know it. But they used to say, nobody but you. Some of them old singers begin to rock that thing, man. Back and forth. There's nobody but you. They say, well, I'm on this fearless journey, so I don't remember the words. And I can't remember, but nobody but you. We can't do this thing, y'all. We can't, but God can. You know, even in the midst of all our weakness, we rely on his strength. We don't have any of us to do, in us to do it. But thank God for the yet praise. Thank God for the but praise for the things that he's doing. Let me continue to move on. My time is getting sort of short, and I want to be on time with this, but I just can't help it, man, that when I begin to think of the goodness of Jesus, amen. So that was coming out of Psalms chapter 42, verses 1 through 11. I want to encourage you to go back and read that. You know, again, one of my, the first thing that it says that I really like, that's one of my favorite scriptures, I think Reverend Robin helped me with the last a couple of weeks ago. It says, as the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, my oh God. You know, that's that pressing through. God, I need you, please. You know, that's even, and like I said before, even when you mess up, God, I need you. I need your help. You know, I need you to deliver me from the hands of my enemy. And sometimes your enemy might not necessarily be somebody that's on the outside, but in most cases, it's within yourself. It's that battling of the flesh. It's that warfare that goes on and everything, everything in you and stuff like that. But we have to, even then, you know, we have to let the spirit of the man, the spirit of the Holy Ghost, just in us to stand strong and speak loud. You know, we got to feed it more. You know, he's sitting around like, feed me. We got to feed it more. We got to depend on him more. God knows I do. I mean, God, I'm like, okay, Holy Spirit, I need you today. And it's not that we just need him for that particular one. It's that we need the Holy Spirit to be operating in our life 24/7. You know, for every single detail, there's nothing we can do within our own strength. You know, because if we do anything within our own strength, in the outside of God, it could be counted as filthy rags, unrighteousness. We'll take something and make it our righteousness, but in the outside of God, it's unrighteousness. So it's important that we stay focused on those things. Let me go to the next verse. I'm almost done. Okay, I got a Yeah, we're going to go through this problem. Not going to finish up today, but I want to read one more scripture for you. And I want you to check it. This is coming out of Psalms chapter 43. This is verses 1 through 5. In fact, I want to turn, because I got this in my note, but I want to, let me see if I can turn in the online Bible to that particular thing, just in case there's something else that I want to see. Amen. So this is Psalms 43. Okay, let me just put that in there. Okay. All right, good. I got everything. All right, so this is Psalms 43, verses 1 through 5. It says, "Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation." He said, "Judge me, O God, and plead my cause." He's asking God to vouch for him. Okay, he said, "Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation, or deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why does that cast me off?" Here in this situation, and again, it sounds like that David, the writer here, is going through some things, and he's feeling, you know, down and out. And he's no doubt he's sometimes when we go through stuff, we feel like that God has abandoned us. I mean, all these things are the tricks of the enemy. He says, "Why does that cast me off?" I feel like the God has pushed us to the side, and none of these things are true, you know. Yeah, none of these things. The only thing that he said that was true for thou art the God of my strength. But if you're the God of my strength, why we feel a need that he's cast us off? We know that God is strengthful. We know that God is full of power and awesomeness. But here we are, man, because of the cares of this world, because of life that happens sometimes that can be rough around the edges, the life that can cause hurt and pain, that can cut deep at times. Life can cut so deep to the point that the pain is down to the bone and everything like that. But here, he said, "For thou, God of my strength, why does that cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Why am I worried about all this noise and the distraction that's going on all around my head? God, why are they speaking to me like that? Why are they looking at me different and they judging me harshly and they ready to put me up on a cross like they did you, Jesus? They ready to crucify me because I don't believe the same that they do, because I don't walk the same way they do, because I don't speak or do anything they say, but they're willing to crucify me and stuff like that because they feel, look at me, and they completely judge me incorrectly, or they lie on me, or they try to, again, we go back to the enemy's desire is to destroy me or to cut out my heart. I've heard people use that terminology, to cut out the heart and everything like that, and to do damage to me, or to break the leg. They want to decapacitate me to the point that I can't move anymore. They want to do all of these different things that are going on with me and stuff like that. So because of the oppression of the enemy that is attacking me on every side, what should I do? Okay, what should I do? Check this out. He says, verse 3 said, "Oh, send out thy light and truth." See, you know, again, sometimes we need to come back to our senses, man. Sometimes we lose ourselves in the trials and things that we're facing, on the distraction and the noise is what the word I'm looking for, that are coming at us, because they're coming at us at light speed. They're coming at us at light speed. It's like, bam, 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 bam. Like, and some of the ones we may be able to block, but there's many that we cannot. So they're coming at us like that. So I can understand someone being in a place of despair and not truly understanding what is going on. But again, in verse 3, it says, "Oh, send out thy light and thy truth." Oh, hallelujah, God. He said, "Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me Let them bring me into thy holy here, okay, into thy tabernacle. So this prayer right there is that God, send out today. God, send your ministering angels, you know, and everything. When Jesus paid the price, all those things are open to us. When he paid the price on the cross, all those things are open to us, y'all. It's right there. But this right, again, I got to read that one more time, and I promise you I'm done. I said, oh, send out the light and that truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me into the holy hill. I want to be in that holy place that you are. So the distraction, the noise, the hate, the rumors, the lies, all these kind of things, the loss of job, the sickness, the disease, the what's going on in the country, what took place on January the 6th, what's starting to take place next, all the virus, coronavirus, and the other things that are coming on behind it, because this is going to be a year, God, it ain't over yet. Okay, so those things are taking place. But God, this is what I want you. I want you to bring me into the holy hill. What will I be able to encounter when I reach that holy hill? I'll be able to be in a place of refuge and peace, that no matter all the storms that are going on around me, I'm on the holy hill. I'm not worried about what the enemies say or do, because they can kill this, may be able to kill this flesh, but they can't do nothing with the soul. And for me, if it costs me my life, I want to be able to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus one day. But let me continue reading. He said, let them bring me into the holy here, into their tabernacle. Bring me into the place where you are at. You know, and that goes back to that deal pattern, Father, I read earlier. Amen. All right, I'm designed to be where God is. We are to be have the desire to be where God is. Okay, he said, let me just read the whole thing. Then I'm going to go back. Okay, verse 3, I'll send out that light and that truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to the holy here and to that tabernacle. Verse 4 says, then, come on, y'all. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. He said, yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. I believe that at this time that the writer, the David, began again to come to put the things together. He said, then when I go unto the altar of God, unto the God of my exceeding joy. You know, sometimes we need to look at ourselves and say, God, you are my exceeding joy. So if you are my exceeding joy, what does that do for me? That puts me in that place that scripture that said that the joy of the Lord is the strength of his people. He said, oh God, my God. You know, this is one of my favorite, not one part of my scripture, because oh God, my God. Yeah, you just walk in it. My God, my God, God is so good. You know, I remember being in places of worship and being in a position of prayer and praise. And all, sometimes there are places that the only thing that you can say is, my God, my God. You ever had that experience as you walk in and you glorify them and you're speaking to your Lord and say, my God, my God. He is so good and awesome. And my God, my God. You know, that goes back to what I said about that yet praise, my God, my God. Okay, I'm almost done, y'all. It says, verse 5 said, why art thou cast down on my soul? Wait a minute now. Can I stop here for a few minutes and put a pin mark in there? Because in Psalms 42:1, that same verse was mentioned twice. But here it is again, the last verse of Psalms 43 said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? In other words, again, God, he's asking that question of himself. Why art thou disquieted within me? Why are you carrying on the way you carrying on? Sometimes we got to ask ourselves, why are you doing all of that? That you're doing too much. As the young folks would say, you're doing way too much. Okay? It says, why art thou disquieting me? And then the statement is made. It says, hope in God. Say hope in God. Can I say that one more time? Hope in God. It says, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. He said, I shall yet praise him. I shall. In other words, I'm going to do this thing. In other words, it's not something I want to do, but I shall do it. It's not something I'm going to make a promise I'm going to do, but I shall do it. You know, I shall do it. In other words, I'm making an exclamation point right here. So I'm going to do it. I shall do it. You know, in other words, we make that kind of statement. We're saying right off the bat, nothing is going to stop me from doing just that. I shall yet praise him. I shall yet praise him. Amen. I shall yet praise him. I shall yet praise him. Amen. I yet praise. This is the year that I believe that the believers in 2021 is going to have to rely on that yet praise. You know, everything ain't going to go copacetic. Like, I don't care whether the Democrats or the Republicans and the president, they say everything ain't going to go the way they think it's going to go. But we need to be, as believers, as in a posture of a yet praise. We need to look at it from a different perspective. And if you know, don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and then Savior, this is a time and a season to know him. Time is running out. I'm not trying to scare nobody or nothing like that. I'm not trying to be prophetic, but I'm trying to tell you that the hand has been writing on the wall for a while now, that Jesus Christ is soon to come back, and you want to be in the number that he calls. You want to have salvation in your life. Again, I'm not trying to scare you into this and stuff, because the God that we serve is a loving, and he's very patient, you know, and he's long-suffering, and he's all of those things. But you need to understand the time is running down, and we're in a place right now that we need to begin to cry unto the name of the Lord, and you know, especially for those that he has called and those that he has appointed. It's a time out for having church just to be having church, and we're not doing that anyway because we're doing it on Zoom or Facebook Live and all those kind of stuff. But even with that, we can't just go through the posture, the position of doing church and doing all that kind of stuff. This is a season and a time for us to develop a relationship with God and to trust God. And to lean not on our own understanding, but to lean on him. This is the season and the time in the year of 2021. God, we need to cry loud and spare not and lift up our voice like a trumpet unto him. This is the season that we're living in today to give God a yes praise. I don't know who you are and where you might be in your relationship with him and stuff, but God is calling his people towards him. He's taking people out left and right. He's calling people home to glory earlier and stuff like that. Well, not early, but in his own time. But if you don't know him, you need to find that relationship with him. Find a Bible believing, speaking, loving church that will be willing to disciple you and show you a more excellent way. Find and try Jesus. That's basically what I'm saying. Okay? And look, and to start off with, you know, the Bible said if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Lord, the Bible said the same shall be saved. And but that's something you have to do within yourself. You know, I can tell you the words to say, but the words don't really mean anything if you don't mean it. All right. So I want to encourage you, no matter where you are today, what you're feeling, to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord. Allow him to come and break bread with you. Allow him to come and show you more excellent way. Allow him to break down, the break up the fallow ground, and allow him to come in and take away things that's in your life that means you no good to them. May also mean there may have been some separation of people. Sometimes people that are in your life are not meant to be in your life, and are causing you to stumble. In fact, this is whether you're a believer or not, a non-believer. There are sometimes people that may be in your life that's a stumbling block unto you, and we got to be willing to let them go and say bye-bye. See you later, alligator. I had to throw that part in there. We got to be willing to do those things, y'all. We got to be willing to look at it like that, you know, and stuff like that. Okay, let me just stop right there. Okay, but that's what I'm talking about. All right? Develop that yet praise that's in your spirit. And so they begin to speak up more. Glory. It begin to testify more. It begin to sing songs of glory more. It begin to count on God more. It begin to cause you to read your word fast, do all those things more. But it begin to love God even more, that he would even give you more. You know, because that's what he wants. There's a song they used to sing. I can't remember who was by. I want more of you, Lord. You know, Jesus, give me more of you. You know, the question really for us, and I just thought about it, are we really in a position where we can, you know, we ready for that? You know, we sing songs. Let me stop right here. But anyway, Lord, give me more of you, God. Cause me to get, there's a scripture that I can't remember. It said that God caused me to serve, right? You caused me. You know, don't leave it to my own devices or my own self-righteousness or whatever, because if you leave it to me, I'll mess it up. I'll add my two cents just into something you didn't even say or something you don't even mean. We take the scriptures and we'll twist it around. And for something that God even doesn't know. You know, no, but that's another story for another day. But anyway, let's go ahead and close up. Father God, I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for the words that were spoken, even to me, God. Allow me, God, to remember my yet praise. And remind me, Lord Jesus, just how far that you brought me to continue to lift up my voice to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Nobody but you, God. But God, it was only because of you that you brought me, you brought us, you brought the people of God, you brought everything that has breath this far, God. Even the living, God. Even the living, even the just, even the saved and the unsaved. It was only because of you. We are only alive today because you said that we should live today, God. And we glorify your name, Holy Spirit, in me. At this time, these are people that are out there that are struggling, that need you. God, we pray for them. We pray for salvation in their life. We pray for direction. There may be some doctors, some nurses, or some hospitals that are working in war zones, God. So we lift up those that are working, God, in those type of zones and situations, God, because of this coronavirus, and they don't know where they're safe. We pray for the protection of them, God. We lift up today, Lord Jesus, every mother and every father, every family, God. We lift them up to you, God. You, the son, the daughter, whoever they may be, grandparents, we lift them all over to you, God. And we pray for a great awakening to take place in your people, that they might begin to see the hand that is writing on the wall. Today, God, we lift up to you, Lord Jesus, every pastor, every bishop, the apostle, every prophet, every teacher, every evangelist, God, we lift them, every single, God, minister, God, every Reverend God, we lift them all up to you, God, and we're praying that you will tap them on the shoulder and remind them that this is the time, Lord Jesus, to seek after you, that they might speak life and not death unto the people, God. We lift up the people of God, the ushers, and God, that they don't have to not able to usher, God. We lift them all. all ministry to you, God, those that have, you have ordained for such a time as this. We lift them up to you, Lord Jesus, for those ministry that have been sleeping and their focus has been on other things, that you will begin to wake them up from the pulpit to the front door, God, even to the parking lot, God, that we might begin to sense the season and the time that we living in, God. We lift them all up to you there, God. We continue to pray for every elected official, the President of the United States, God, the Congress, God, every single one, God. We're praying, God, that you would show them a more excellent way of you, that you would put people around them, God, to have the mindset of you, Lord Jesus, that you would give them dreams and visions of the purpose that you have, God. We pray for all nations, not just the United States, for every nation, those that are going through trials and tribulation in Egypt because they believe and call on the name of Jesus. Those that are in China, God, that are suffering for your names and being put in jail, we lift those up, them up to you right now, God, and say, come and help your way. Those that are in Muslim countries, God, that are in a place where they, if they speak out, they throw them away, or they cast stones, or they kill them, or whatever the case might be, God, we lift them up to you, God. Every situation, we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord Jesus. We pray for the peace of the Jerusalem, and we pray for the promise of those that are in Jerusalem, God, that they may see the sign that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. God, we lift up this broadcast to you and pray that you would continue to bless it, and bless it indeed. Allow us, God, to be in a place and an apostle, God, that we're being obedient to your voice, that we would go, God, where we would speak only those things that you've given us to speak, God. We pray, God, that you will bless every ministry, every person that is involved in this broadcast, God, enlarging our territory, God. Not that there's still that we may get big or nothing like that, but we might do the work that you have given us to do. We thank you in advance, Lord Jesus, for all that you will do. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Again, y'all, I want to thank you for joining me on Friday Night Joy. This is Reverend Ray on Wood Christian Speed Talk Radio. Remember this, the year of the yet praise, okay? The year of the yet praise. Y'all be blessed, and we'll see you on Sunday. God bless you.